Two people claim to know everything about something, but only one knows anything. President Roosevelt wore an anti-gravity belt. Dinosaurs had two brains. Lucky kids live on Mars and go to school in flying cars. Or at least they will one day. Believe me, I'm a historian. An astronaut or drive a DeLorean. Would I lie? It's hard to say.
And now, here's your host, Deborah Goldstein.
Welcome to Pants on Fire, the game show where kids choose between the sustainable and reusable truth and the hazardous garbage of lies.
Ew.
I'm your host, Deborah Goldstein.
Oh, I knew you.
I knew you once. And collaborating with me today is our robot, Lisa, whose name stands for Live in Studio Audience.
You know, I'm a sound robot. I'm also a certified feng shui consultant.
Oh, really? Meaning you tell people how to organize and decorate their homes?
Yeah, for sure, Deborah. And then this studio, I would say it needs help.
Really?
Honestly, it's a miracle that I can make the sounds I do under these conditions. There's so much clutter, no natural light. There's no flow, Deborah.
Well, I don't think there's very much we can do about that in a recording studio. I mean, the layout and each piece of equipment is
I'm thinking of a water fountain, maybe a koi pond. Come on, Deborah.
I'm thinking we should really tell our listeners how our game works.
Fine, but I'm going to have to face southwest from now on because that is my lucky feng shui direction.
Fine.
Every week, we bring on two grown-ups. One is an expert. The other, it makes me sick. That other person is a liar.
It's upsetting.
And it's the job of a human child to help us figure out who is who. Because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. What are we lying about today, Deborah?
We are lying about garbage and recycling, converting waste into reusable material in order to conserve natural resources, reduce pollution, and benefit the environment. Lisa, do you know anything about garbage and recycling?
Oh, I know this. I know that your garbage can needs to have a lid in order to keep negative energy from spreading.
Oh, very feng shui. That's good to know. What about recycling? Do you know anything about that?
I know that the sound of greenhouse gases being released sounds like this.
This is so much more comfortable.
That's definitely a noxious sound. I'd like to hear the sound of a robot introducing our contestant instead.
Today's human child contestant is a fourth grader from Montclair, New Jersey, who plays soccer and can whistle the alphabet backwards. Elias Halpern Ranzer.
Wow. Hi, Elias.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay, I'm good. But before we go any further, I need to talk to you more about this whistling backwards. Is that something you could do right now?
I guess.
You could try?
Do it.
No pressure.
Okay.
Wow, you didn't even take a breath. Are you feeling dizzy? All in a day's work. That was amazing.
That was so cool. I've made a lot of sounds, but nothing like that.
Wow. Maybe you should be our sound effects aficionado here instead of Lisa.
Well, it wasn't that good.
That was amazing. So you're aware, Elias, that understanding the devious art of lying will help you win this game, right?
I guess.
He's aware, Deborah.
Are you a good liar?
Depends on who's talking.
I see. What about if you're doing the talking? I think that if you do a little warm-up here and practice some of your own lying, perhaps you'll be even more prepared to play the game. So we're going to play Which is the Lie? So Elias, can you tell us two facts, and one is true and one is a lie, and we have to guess which one is the lie?
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Let me tell you my first one. I'm a published author, and I have a book series called Super Banana.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
And I was born with a mustache, and the hashtag Baby Stash is named about me.
Oh my gosh, both of those would indicate that you're quite a famous person.
Baby stash.
What do you think, Lisa?
Published author. Does he look like he has a mustache?
Well, he might have gotten rid of it.
It's
amazing
it.
What they can do with hair removal these days.
Mm. Okay, I think he's lying about the mustache thing.
And you think he's a published author?
He can whistle the alphabet backwards. He can write a book.
Oh, fair point. All right.
That's what my grandpa said.
Then just for fun, I'm going to go the other way, and I'm going to say being a published author is the lie. Okay, so which one of us is right?
Dun, dun, dun.
Again, good sound effects.
Lisa.
Yes, I did it. I won the game. Thank you to my agent. Thank you to my family. And most importantly, thank you to you, Elias, for believing in me.
Good speech. Good speech.
Thank you.
Okay, so our first expert is Sonia Novak. Sonia, could you please introduce yourself to Elias?
Hi, Elias. My name is Sonia Novak, and I am the CEO of The Last Straw, a startup that manufactures metal straws.
Cool. Okay. Now let's meet our second expert, Iggy Terranova. Iggy, can you please introduce yourself to Elias?
Hi, Elias. I'm Iggy Terranova, and I live in the world of garbage.
Meaning you live in garbage?
No, the garbage is my life, my job.
Garbage is my bread and butter.
Ooh. Okay. So our liar had better watch out because I can tell that Elias came here to win. Right? Okay.
I assume. Is that why you came here?
Good question.
Maybe he had nothing better to do.
Drumming like a top.
I think Lisa came here to make some pretty amazing sounds like that one that we just heard.
Oh, you know what I think that meant?
What?
I think it's hot seat time.
Oh, that's right. We put our experts on the hot seat, and they answer Elias's questions. And some of their answers will be true, and some of their answers will be garbage.
In order to just tell us before you say everything, say if it's a lie or true.
No, that'll
make
that's
it easier.
Not, that would ruin the whole game.
Oh, right.
Okay. So, Lisa, which expert should we put on the hot seat first?
I want to do that dude who lives in garbage.
Okay.
I want to learn more about it. Where's he put his coffee? I just want to know everything.
Right. Do you have to put a coaster down if you live in
probably
garbage?
Probably not if it's garbage.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe Elias can ask questions for us and find out. Elias, do you have questions for Iggy?
I do.
Excellent.
When you say you live in garbage, what's that actually mean?
Good question.
Well, I don't actually live in garbage because that wouldn't be fun. but when I say I live in garbage, my job is to worry about garbage and recycling every single day. So I hear a lot about garbage and recycling. So to me, that's what I mean when I live in garbage.
Okay. So what's your title? What's your job?
I'm a sanitation worker.
Ah, sanitation worker. Got it.
What does that involve?
Being a sanitation worker means that it's my job with my partner to pick up the trash and the recycling on the streets to make sure it's always clean.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I got another question for you, Iggy.
Okay.
What happens when a landfill becomes full?
Ooh.
That's actually a really good question. Once the landfill is pretty much full, it takes some time, but they try to turn it into a park so that maybe one day we could be used for kids and families to enjoy it. But it takes some time.
When you say some time, how long?
Well, it depends. It could, you know, it depends on the size of the landfill. It could be as long as, you know, 10 or as long as 50 years.
Wow.
50 years? I'm not waiting 50 years to go to the park. I'm going to play in the garbage now.
That might be dangerous.
Oh.
Spare metal.
I don't think it would be fun to slide down spare metal.
Whee! Sonia, I got a question for you. In 20 years from now, what advancements do you think will be made with waste and recycling?
Well, one of the most important parts of recycling, the step before, is actually to refuse. So in terms of straws, we really ask that people refuse plastic straws. And we think that once you start doing that, you'll refuse to have, you know, plastic bags, and we'll start reducing the amount of things we consume. And that'll actually make a lot of recycling easier because we don't need to do the recycling if we don't have the products. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So it's up to us to say no, resist.
Yeah.
Hey, Deborah, you want to test it out and try and offer me a straw?
Lisa, would you like this plastic straw?
Hey, no way, and I'm calling the cops. She's trying to give me a straw. Get out of here.
Oh, great job, Lisa.
You're welcome. Thank you. I was just, you know, that's how you do it, guys.
I want to know what's so bad about plastic straws. I mean, aren't they fun to, like, make spitballs and shoot spitballs at the end?
Oh, yeah, I like doing that football thing.
Oh, well, Sonia, you want to answer?
Yeah, sure. So plastic straws actually cause 80% of sea turtle deaths from non-natural causes.
Poor turtles!
I know. Turtles. And there's something that are considered gateway plastics. So you don't really think about using a plastic straw, and then you don't think about, you know, using plastic forks and then plastic plates, and then you start using more and more and more, which is why they're kind of a dangerous stepping stone.
But it's a slippery plastic slope.
Exactly. And they also endanger a lot of animal species, which is why we're trying to get people to use metal straws instead.
Wait, that's not a metal straw is not going to hurt a turtle?
No, because you won't discard the metal straws. And if you do, those are very easy to recycle since you won't have as many.
Oh. Poor turtles.
Right?
I got another question. What do the different numbers on the bottom of plastic containers mean?
That's how you organize the different plastics into different recycling containers. So, for example, if it has a 12 on the bottom, you can only recycle those together. But now a lot of recycling places, you have people sorting them by hand. But if you can sort them in advance in your own home, that makes their job a lot easier.
Okay. Is there stuff that you can recycle and compost?
Well, the recycling end of it has to be something either, you know, metal, glass, or plastic. That would be the recycling. Or paper, because you need to recycle paper, too. But the compost is when your food scraps, you know, you just ate eggs this morning in the shell, and you want to throw that out. We have the ability to try to make that into compost, where then you can use it to plant new plants so you can grow again.
You can plant new eggs with it.
You can plant new eggs with it, yeah.
Could you even plant a chicken?
What are you even thinking? No, you plant the eggs grow, they hatch, and they become chickens. Come on.
And you can actually compost paper, too. With something called vermiculture, you have these little worms that'll eat, you know, the rotten food. And if you shred the paper, they'll also eat the paper.
Cool. I've got a question for both of you. What are some interesting new items that can be made when someone recycles?
Iggy, do you want to take that question first?
Sure. Some of the cool things you can do now by recycling plastics is you can actually make sweaters.
What?
Whoa. Yeah. Wait, with what? When you recycle, what can make...
When you recycle the plastic itself, once it's cleaned and recycled properly, they can use that fresh recycled to make brand new sweaters. Actually, if you were to put a recycled made sweater next to a regular sweater, you would never know the difference.
Wow.
Could a sheep wear it and think it was wearing its own fur?
That's the real test.
Sonia, you want to take that?
Yeah, of course. So one of the things you can actually recycle are computers. So once you finish your computer, if you drop it off at a Best Buy, they'll actually make the different components and organize them to make new computers.
Just to be clear, you cannot recycle robots. They last forever. Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Here comes the truck.
Oh, no, Elias, I knew you were a spy.
It's time for the Shorts on Fire round, where our experts have to answer as many questions as they can before Lisa's timer sounds. Elias, let's start with Sonia. Ask your Shorts on Fire questions now.
How big is the island of garbage floating in the ocean?
3 square miles.
Why does garbage smell?
It ends up rotting. You know, you throw out your banana peels and everything kind of composts on top of the garbage and it just starts producing disgusting gases.
Can cat poop go in the compost bin?
No, you cannot put your cat and dog poop in the compost bin.
Can you keep it in your pockets?
Definitely.
Whoa, gross.
How many pounds of garbage is dumped into the ocean each year?
500.
What public health crisis prompt the first garbage man jobs?
The Black Plague.
Oh, we're out of time. We were just going to ask more about Black Plague, but sorry, we'll have to do that next time.
We'll have to do it next time when we have experts on Black Plague. All right, reset your timer, please, Lisa.
You know what? I will.
Thank
just for you, Deborah.
I appreciate that. I really do. All right, Elias, you ready?
Take it on.
Okay, you're going to ask Iggy your Shorts on Fire questions now.
Why is garbage collection one of the most dangerous jobs in the world?
Because we pick up some crazy things that people throw out.
How many years does it take for glass to dispose?
Glass you can melt down immediately.
Why is Oscar so grouchy?
Because he lives in a garbage can.
What do the numbers on plastic products mean?
It's the type of plastic that you can recycle. What plastic is in that?
In ancient times, what was recycled to make glue and paper?
Please?
Oh, that's it. I'm sorry. No more time. We used the time. You can't have it.
Very good. Okay, it's decision time. Now our contestant, Elias, will think about all the information he's heard today and tell us who he thinks is lying. Elias, who is our liar, liar, pants on fire?
It is Iggy.
Iggy's our liar. Why do you think Iggy is our liar?
I feel like for some of the questions, it was more guesses than known facts.
I see. Well, we are about to find out right now, this very second, will the actual, true, real expert please let us know who you are?
Elias, it's Iggy.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, Elias, but it's true. Iggy Terranova is the Community Affairs Officer at the New York City Department of Sanitation, a department, mind you, committed to sending zero waste to landfills by 2030. Thank you very much. Oh, my gosh, that was tough. You asked some really good questions, Elias.
Thanks.
That was a tough one. But we're going to do some fact-checking and see maybe where we went wrong. So, Iggy, could you let us know if you heard any lies coming out of Sonia's mouth?
Not exactly lies, but kind of exaggerations. The numbers on the bottom of your plastics do mean something. They used to mean what we could recycle in New York City, but now it's not that anymore. In New York City, we can recycle all hard plastics, whether it's a 1, a 7. The number now just indicates the amount of plastic that's in that particular item.
I see. And Sonia, can you share with us what lies you told Elias and the rest of us, how you deceived us today?
One of the big lies I told was that there's only 500 pounds of trash in the ocean. There's definitely more than that.
Oh, so sad.
And there were a bunch of others. I'm not super sure if the Black Plague had anything to do with the first garbage smell.
Wait, I think I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Does the job that you mentioned actually exist, or was that made up?
There are actually companies specifically to manufacture metal straws, but I do not own one of those companies, sadly.
It's still cool for us to put straws into turtles, though, right?
Oh, God.
That is not...
That's not? Okay.
Poor turtle.
I knew that. I just wanted to make sure everyone else at home knew it.
And I also made up a statistic about how plastic straws are the cause of 80% of sea turtle deaths.
Oh.
It isn't, but that doesn't mean we still shouldn't, you know,
stop
using.
It still does bad things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to say thank you to Elias, who did lots of preparation and who was super fun. Thank you so much for playing our game today.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
yeah,
Elias.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And thank you to Sonia and also to Iggy for teaching us a lot about garbage and recycling. I really appreciated that. And thank you for all of you listening at home or in your car, tuning in to learn about lies and truth so that we can discard lies and sustain the truth.
Pants on Fire is a production of Gen Z Media. For more great shows and to learn about how to participate or to send a question for me to answer, visit bestrobotever.com. And for behind-the-scenes photos and more true facts, follow us on social media at Pants on Firecast. And if you're a turtle and you want to split some milkshakes with me, come on over. That would be fun. I love turtles. Bye.
Bye.